thanks for tomorrow's blessings, because you're a God who delights in blessing your people. So God, speak a word now for your children. Speak a word, Lord God. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength, you are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. It's a good thing to be here, isn't it? On tonight. And some of us were here last year, weren't we, in 2018? And God has been good to us. Here we are facing 2019, 2020, and the end of 2019. What a blessing that is, right? For those of us who were here last time, we said what? Thank you, Jesus, right? We were here, and if you weren't here, you say, thank you, Jesus, also, because you have lived to see the end of another year. Well, my sermon title today, brief sermon title today, as we look at midnight, it is, For I Know the Plans. For I Know the Plans. Right? And the line of that scripture continues and says, For I know the plans I have for you, but for I know the plans. And who's talking to us? For I know the plans I have for you, Jeremiah said to the children of Israel. But before we get to, you know, we love that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Everyone loves that scripture, right? I quote it all the time. I write it on cards to give to children. I write it for young people. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future with hope. I quote it all the time. But we don't realize that scripture was being spoken to. That scripture was being spoken to a group of people that had been in exile. They had been in exile. You see, if you look at the beginning of Jeremiah 29, you see it is subtitled in many Bibles, A Letter to the Exiles. This is going to be a letter written to the exiles. They were under hard time, you see. This is a text, this is a letter that the prophet Jeremiah would send from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exile and the priests and the prophets. They had been in exile there because of disobedience to God. They had been put in captivity under Babylonian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar. And they were going through very difficult times. Many of their brothers and sisters would die in captivity. They had lost their land and all kinds of stuff. It is not a letter to folks who are having a good time. But within that time, they'd be under Babylonian exile for how long? Not giving you all a test because you may not know. 70 years. 70 years under Babylonian exile. Suffering, losing. People would die and go waiting for Yahweh. Waiting for God to redeem them. To bring them out. Right? And this letter is going to go to a people in exile. Jeremiah 29. It is written to a people in exile. Right? To have hope. Right, and so if you read from Jeremiah 29:1-4, you see the background of this. The letter says here, it says briefly, it says, he entrusted the letter with a couple of folks, Jeremiah did, and it says in the letter, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. They were carried from Jerusalem to Babylon into exile. 70 years of Babylonian exile, right? Left their homes. And here's what the letter says. It says, God is going to tell them to build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have your sons and your daughters. Find wives for them. Increase your number. Also seek peace and prosperity. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says to you. Do not, and then he tells them, do not let prophets and diviners deceive you. Do not let anybody deceive you in exile, that you believe what you ought not to believe. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. He's only sent his prophet Jeremiah to them. Then, after the Lord laid out, the Lord says, For I know the plans I have to you. So what was the Lord telling them? In verses 4 to 6, the first point he was saying, make the best of the things where you are. Whatever circumstance you're in, make the best of it. They're in exile, and he's saying to them in exile, plant, grow, let your kids get married. Make the best where you are of your situation. As Paul would say, be content where you are. Make the best of the things where you are. That is what chapter 29, verse 4 to 6 says. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Marry, build houses. Make the best where you are. And then he's going to say in verse 7, pray where you are. Pray where you are. Sometimes when we're going through situation, we don't pray anymore. We don't want to pray, we get mad. But God was telling them, you're in exile, right? You have lost your land and your house. But where you are, pray where you are. Because God is the one who's going to redeem you, and he's going to hear. Pray where you are. Keep praying. And I love this text because you see people go to Jeremiah 29, 11. We forget there's 13 and 14, right? He says, pray where you are. And then he tells them the third point, beware of wrong voices. Don't listen to the people who are going to tell you in exile that you're never going to get out of exile. Don't listen to the folks there who are going to give you false prophecy. Right? Don't listen to bad doctrine. Right? You know, people have a way, when people come into your life and they tell you that they know things, be careful, because they really don't know. I always say, when somebody tells me, God told me to tell you to do this, I say to them, when God tells me, then that's what I'm doing it. You understand? When people tell me, you say, I'm not big on people coming to read my palms and read my, these people who said they've got a gift and they could tell me things. When they tell me, I says, when God tells me, is when I'm going to believe. Be careful, the Lord says, not to listen, especially when you're in exile, when you're suffering, you're vulnerable. You listen to anything. When you're holding on to something and nothing is working out, you listen to anybody. Right? Because you're vulnerable. And God says, don't be vulnerable, children in exile. Come and pray to me. And then he's going to say, as he said, that is verse 3, then he said, beware of the voices. And then he says, take the long view. You know what's the long view? Look at the long term. Don't look at where you are. Look at where you can yet go. Don't look at your circumstance where you are, friends. This is your message for 2020. Don't look at your circumstances where you are now. Look at where God can yet bring you. Glory to God. Amen. That's where he's getting into Jeremiah 29:11, because I'm not even in 11 yet. Right? He's getting there. He said, don't look at the long view. Right? Look at the long term. Don't let your circumstances where you are now define what your life is going to be. I have never had my circumstance define where I'm going to be. Never in my life. I always say, if God did it for somebody, he could do it for me. He did it for Mary, he could do it for me. I'm blessed and highly favored. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Why? Because he would send Jesus Christ to die for you. So if he says if he did it for Shalami, he could do it for me. Right? He may be more handsome than I'm beautiful, but still yet I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Glory to God. Right? So I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hands. God, get at the long view. That is verse 10. Verse 10 and verse 11. Get hopeful about God's plan. Because in verse 11, after he tells them, that's when he says, for I know the plans I have for you. He didn't say, for I know the plans you have for you. I know that you got some big plans for you. God didn't say that. He says, for I know the plans I have for you. He didn't say, I know the plans Pastor Marjorie have for you. Because I can't even have plans for myself. Because when I need a plan for myself, I've got to go to God. I know the plans I have for you. And what are the plans, friends? Many of us know that verse. Plans to do what? Prosper you. He's got plans to prosper you. Does anybody want God to prosper them in 2020? plans to prosper you and what? Not to harm you. God never has a plan to harm us. Right? Sometimes we are the one who allow ourselves to be harmed because we don't listen to God and we don't follow the will of God. God says, don't go here, and we go there anyhow. God says, don't do that, and we do it anyway. He says, I know the plans I have for you, people in exile. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And then he continues in that verse, to give you a future with hope. To give you a future, the NIV says, to give you a future with hope. God has a future with hope for every young child in you, every young person, and every grown person. God has a future with hope for us. But we've got to believe it. To give you a future with hope. And what is he going to continue when he says, the next point, he says, seek the Lord. See, he says, to give you a future with hope. And everybody stops there. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and to give you a future. But he says, but when you come and pray to me, verse 13, he says, you must come and pray to me. And when you come and pray to me, I will be found by you. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. That's 13 and 14. Everybody stops at 11. You see, the plans God has for us is to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a future with hope. But we must what? Seek him. We must seek him first. When you come and you seek me, I will be found by you. God is going to let you find him. Creator God is going to let you and me find him. Right? He's going to let us find him. That's what Jeremiah says. He says, I will allow you to find me. You don't have to look hard. I'm God. I will let you find me. And then when you find me, you must seek me with all of your heart. So friends, I have a message for you tonight. And it comes from the Word in 2020. We must be seeking God with all of our hearts and our hands and knees and not human beings. You see, I hate when people come to preach, and sometimes they come to preach in my own church, and they come to spend their time telling people how they could prosify, you know, their prophets, and they could say things, and I says, I bind it up in the name of Jesus. Because if you know it so well, you must be doing awesome wherever you are. But if you point me to the Word and tell me that what God's Word says, then I can apply it to my life. That is what God's Word says. Because the only prophecy we need is the Word of God. Friends, the only prophecy we need in these times is the Word of God. That is there for us. You see, sometimes we want to take shortcut. We don't want to read God's Word. So a man or a woman could come and tell us something, and whether it's true or not, we take it anyhow. Because we don't want to read God's Word. But when people tell us things, we should have, it must be line up in the Word. Did God say it? God says, you must seek him with all of your heart. So when somebody gives you a prophecy, begin to seek God. And how do you seek God? By his Word. Find it in his Word. Somebody tell you this is going to happen, moon is going to fly out of the sky and become yellow. So where is it in the Word? Can I find it in the Word? Does it line up with the Word? Because this is the Word. No other Word has come. We ask for illumination of the Word. Can I find it in the Word? You tell me I'm going to be a millionaire next year. Is it in the Word? Because oftentimes we set ourselves up for disappointment. So friends, tonight I want to tell you a word. And the Word is God's Word. For I know the plans I have for you. The only one who has plans for you. A lot of us live in disappointment because people come year after year and tell us things, and when it doesn't happen 365 days of the year, we get upset and we find another person to tell us. And when it doesn't happen, we get upset and then we find another person to tell us. Right? And in the meantime, all we have to do is get on our knees and seek God. And God is waiting to speak to us. He says, when you seek me, you'll find me. And that's because we wait another year and we get another new person from somewhere and they tell you another word and you get disappointed because it's another year. But if you just get on your knees and seek God, just seek him, wait upon him, the scripture says, he'll reveal it because he says you'll find me. So Apostle Paul says, you should press on in Philippians. He says he has not attained. He has not gotten everything he wants to, but he presses on towards the mark. He presses on towards the goal. He says, not that I have already obtained all this or I've already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Friends, we're going to have to be pressing on in 2020. And then he reminds us, he says, don't look behind. Remember now, 2019 is gone. We cannot get 2019 back. Not an hour, not a second of 2019. We can't get the last minute I've been talking, we can't get it back. Can we? No. But what we have is what? The future with hope. Come on now, friends. We have the future with hope. The next minute, the next second with hope. We have the future with hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we press on. We press on because he has plans for us. Paul reminds us tonight, as I remind you from the word. Not what I am making up, not what I got from anywhere else, but from the word of God. And this is also a word for me. It always speaks to me first, that I should hold on. Paul says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal, to the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We must press on. No matter what we face in the new year, we must hold on to that goal, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No matter what comes, no matter what exile we find ourselves in, you know, we have our own exiles, don't we? We have sickness and problems and trouble and trials, and no one can fix it but Jesus. No one can fix it but Jesus. So we hold on to his unchanging hands for the new year. For I know the plans I have for you, God says tonight. He's got great plans for everybody here. Wonderful plans. But we must seek him. Not seek Pastor Nunes. I have no plans for you. The only plan I have to you, that I hope you'll all come to church or find a church to go to. No plans. God hasn't whispered any plan in my ear. But he'll whisper it in your ear for your life. As he whispered in my ear for my life. Thanks be to God tonight for his faithfulness, friends. We can trust in him. His word is yea and amen. It's unchanging. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You could take it to the bank. It's not going to bounce. It's better than any check. The market is good. They said today the market is up. It's better than the market because tomorrow the market could crash. But God's word cannot crash. Do you know that? There's no crashing with God's word. All right? We could take it to the hospital. Take it to the courthouse. Take it wherever we need to take it. God's word is unchanging. Amen. Oh, glory to God tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. And so we give him thanks, friends. So my hope for you for 2020, that God's plans will be revealed and manifested in your lives. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. So we give God thanks. And so I want to take a moment. I'm getting my timer here. Because we're going to go into prayer before communion. We're going to have to go to prayer before communion because I'm watching the clock. So I want to take a time to take a couple of testimonies. Right? And then we're going to go to prayer. Right? Sometimes we have my sister. That anybody has a couple of people have a testimony that they'd like to give to the Lord. We're watching the time. to make sure that at midnight, before midnight, we're coming to prayer. And then we will close out with our communion and go home, because we want to make sure.
God must have done wonderful things.
You got the mic on, Zamzam? Okay. So we need a couple of testimonies from friends, if you're so...
I'll come to you with the mic. Come on, God.
Give God a praise offering.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God. And this year has been a very...
I'll make it short.
Challenging year for my family. But I just want to say God was present at
Amen.
Every turn. And he saw us through, and I give thanks. So hold on to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anybody else? Do we have a testimony? Something somebody want to give God thanks for? We just have a, just take a couple of minutes and we just give God a thanks and kids, yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. We give God thanks as we are going to get to midnight. We're going to bring the prayers up and then pray and trust God, and then we will go into Holy Communion. God is good all the time, friends. Go for it, my sister.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, love. No, no, no.
Okay. As the lovely lady said over there, that I think 2019 has been difficult for many, many people, but what I want to praise God for is when you lose something, when you're faithful and in prayer, it is an incredible thing to allow God to lead you to see just what amazing new relationships and new friends and loved ones that you had not connected with arise. So even in the midst of loss, if you allow your heart to be open and if you trust God, trusting even
Amen.
In the midst of that,
Amen.
The boundless love that he will open for you and the level of love that will be bringing through people that you never thought possible, allow that to happen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll take another testimony as then we'll come... There's a young man. You've got to... Oh, it's Edgardo. Oh. Edgardo, you have a short testimony for us, my brother. Praise the Lord.
I'd just like to give God thanks for getting more people into Spanish service on Saturdays and Tuesdays. This group has been increasing ever since this year. And it's going stronger than ever.
Amen.
I want to have more people... though, next year. Hopefully. That's what I want. Amen.
Amen. And God has heard that want. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Because he's only 14. But this is what he wants, and he told the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anymore, we're going to start getting into prayer, friends. Hallelujah.
One more.
Yes, of course.
I thank God for the service and for us to be here, my family.
Amen.
And I thank God for the healing that he gave me
a
few weeks back. And
Praise
I also
God.
Thank God for those whose lives we lost, but their love we carry.
Amen. Praise God. We give God a praise offering.
Praise
Let us give God
Lord.
A praise offering. And for that sister testimony, we give God a praise offering. Certainly when we lose, God is with us. Isn't it? We feel his presence more. Amen.